Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams, and for 30 years... they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Tell you what, to hear McCann doing the updates, James Graceffo and Ben Horowitz producing the show, I'm flattered. These guys are as good as it gets in radio. Swift moving Saturday night. Thank you for the interaction to the audience. Conversation in our final hour, Tony Romo, $17 million deal, 3 years guaranteed. Deal bumps to 10 years, reportedly, if CBS Television retains their NFL rights. So that, at least according to what I read, it could be a $170 million deal. As Horowitz said, Peyton Manning, they have to pay him similar money to do Monday Night Football. And I don't know what they can do to bring back the star power of Monday Night Football. Because Horowitz had a good point on air last hour. Do we watch for the announcers? They make a difference with me. And they make more of a difference when it's not a big game. When it's a big game and the game tells a story, you don't need the color commentator. It's when there's that dead time, when it's a blowout, when it's a bad game, or a middle-of-the-pack game. Because I'm going to ask you this hour for color commentators currently working. Not all time. We could do a 10-hour show on that. So the top color commentator for me in the NFL is Romo. NBA, I love Reggie Miller. NHL, Eddie Olczyk, I think, is fantastic. NCAA men's basketball. Bill Walton can get me excited about Southeast Washington State taking on Northeast Missouri State. Bill Walton is amazing on college basketball. Flat out amazing. I mentioned earlier that Nick Faldo, when it comes to golf, there's nobody better. And again, there's Nance and the power of what he does with Romo on the NFL on CBS and golf with Faldo. And then college football, the best analyst, it's not Herb Street in my book. Herb Street is really good on set. I think College Game Day, Fowler, Herb Street, the crew, the multiple players, they're really fantastic there. I don't like the play-by-play and color commentary with Fowler and Herb Street. I don't. I find it to not have that big sitting on top of my TV feel. That Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth give me, that Romo and Nance do. I like Gary Danielson. I really do. I think he is fantastic and was fantastic on CBS and their SEC football coverage. Just wonderful. I'm really surprised that they never found that he didn't double dip on Saturday and then Sunday to an NFL stadium and being a former pro quarterback, that CBS didn't use him on both accounts. He's that good. So you can join in. Give me your feedback. NFL, NBA, NHL, NCAA, men's basketball, golf, PGA Tour, and also NCAA football. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Horowitz, if I asked you quickly for your list, favorite NFL color commentator, you said Collinsworth earlier, right?
No, I'm a Romo guy.
You're Romo?
Yeah. What
was it? I think it was Graceffo.
Graceffo likes Collinsworth.
Yeah, okay. And NBA favorite, because Shaq and Charles and Kenny with Ernie in the studio, they're not doing games. So I wanted to put them there, but I went with Reggie Miller. Who's your favorite current NBA commentator, color commentator?
Either Mark Jackson or Jeff Van Gundy.
Yeah, they were right there in the ballpark. NHL, do you watch a lot of the Rangers, Islanders, Devils?
Yeah, I'm a Devils guy, but I can't stand the Rangers, but I think Joe Micheletti is the best color commentator. I know Eddie O is a favorite of many, but I'll take Joe Micheletti any day.
NCAA men's basketball.
Oof, that's a tough one. You're putting me on the spot. Can I have a minute to think?
You can. You can pass. We'll come back to that.
Thank you.
PGA Tour, golf, LPGA Tour.
Faldo.
Yeah, Faldo, hands down.
Hands down. That's not even a question.
NCAA football.
I'll a nudge to Herb Street, although I do really like Danielson.
God, I love Danielson. Is CBS losing, or is it negotiations for the SEC deal? I don't know. They're not done with that, are they?
I think they are, yeah.
You think ESPN got it through the SEC network?
I believe so.
Yeah, so hopefully CBS will move, unless they move over with them to ESPN, that CBS would use Danielson on, right? And Nestler as an NFL team. That could be their number two team. Well, they got Harlan, too. They got some good teams on CBS and their NFL coverage. Graceffo, how would you do the list? You had Collinsworth, right?
Yeah.
NBA?
Probably Van Gundy and Mark Jackson. I think they just have such a good rapport together.
NHL?
Olchek.
NCAA men's basketball.
You know what? That's a good one, because when it comes to March Madness time, when we're all watching this sport, it's usually the NBA on TNT guys who shift over to do that anyway.
That is excellent. Well said.
Thank you.
Man, you're on. Ever since you took the Uber helicopter for $200, man, you're just a different person. Golf, you don't seem like a big golf guy.
No,
but,
not really.
Man. NCAA football.
Probably Danielson.
Yeah, I think he's good. Man, he's straight shooter, knows the game, fantastic. To the audience, you can join in on 1-855-212-4CBS. Tweet me at Saturday Huge. Let's go to Rick in Santa Cruz, California. Pure beauty out there on the West Coast. How you doing?
I'm doing good, driving my car, listening to you on 680 KMBR out here, coming in clear. I was calling in because two points I want to make. One was, you were saying, you know, are you not going to watch a game because of who is doing the, you know, TV coverage? It's not that I'm not going to watch a game, but if a game is not going great, a little dull, I may not stick around till the end, where I've actually turned off certain Monday night games because Booger's coverage and certain things that were going on. Joe Buck's out there, for example, I didn't finish a game. And I think that if the commentation had been a little bit better, I was learning something, maybe more interested in some of what was happening aside from what's on the field, I stick around. So I think that's where they make their money back on some of these guys is are the eyeballs staying there. But I think the second part of it, and what you were kind of getting at, is who does some of the best color that is out there. And it's traditionally former players, and it's a hard skill set to find. with a guy that's played the game but can also speak a little bit. And I think that those guys are valuable, not just if you think about older players. They didn't make as much money back in the day, and so you can hire them and they may be available. But now that these athletes are making so much money, when they're done playing, why should they come out of retirement and go into another job? And you got to make it attractive for them. And so that's where I think that you're going to start seeing some of these commentators and the color guys who are former players, they got to write big checks, because otherwise, why are they going to get out of bed? But, you know, I appreciate your program, and I'll take my answers off air. Thank you.
Hey, Rick, thanks for listening in Santa Cruz, California, and KNBR out of San Francisco. Yeah, analysts, like I said, when they need to step up is when a great analyst will keep you connected to that game. Let's go to Tulsa, Oklahoma. And David, thanks for the wait. And you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Good evening.
How you doing, David?
Doing fantastic. I think Romo's worth all the money in the world. I hated Romo as a quarterback, but he will definitely, he takes me into the game like no one else I've ever heard. I'm kind of a casual football. I mean, I love football, but as far as watching it, I'm not like a hardcore guy to be in front of the TV guy. But I will find the game he's doing, or if I come across him, even if it's a mediocre game, I've listened him the whole game, and because he just takes me into, I feel like I'm going from a view from above to like I'm in the game. And he actually he says things that I think as just a normal everyday fan that most commentators, you know, either don't respond to or don't acknowledge. He's like a normal everyday Joe that's watching the game with you, and I feel like with his expertise, I feel like he just brings the game alive.
Thank you, David. Appreciate you listening in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I remember my time a couple of years in Tulsa on KQLL, great sports city. Oklahoma, fantastic sports state, with Oklahoma City and Tulsa. Let's go to BJ in San Francisco, also listening on KNBR. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
How you doing, Bill? First-time caller. My situation is a little bit different because I'm visually impaired. Watching or listening or watching sports on television doesn't do very much for me. So I depend on the radio. And I think hearing sports on the radio is the best thing. And in view of that, I agree with you. I think Kevin Harlan is wonderful. I've never heard anybody call a game and making as exciting as he does. And as far as a color commentary person, I think James Lofton should get more publicity. He does wonderful when he moves around. I think he does a lot for Westwood One. But out here in the Bay Area, we get different sports platforms. So we get ESPN radio games on ESPN Radio and Westwood One. And Kevin Harlan does a lot of the games for ESPN. And on radio, I call him Mr. Super Bowl. He always, in other words, he's like number one. You know, he's bar none, as I say. And I think James Lofton doesn't get nearly respect. He might, but I think he does great color, especially for radio. I learned so much from listening to him. And in growing up, as far as basketball, and I know these are old school people, so this may not fall within the demographics of what you want, but I learned a lot about basketball by listening to the late, Billy Packer on CBS.
Oh, gosh. Billy Packer, Al McGuire, and thank you, yes. BJ, in San Francisco, listening on KMBR. Dick Enberg, Billy Packer, and Coach Al McGuire. How good was that? You know, as sports was just blossoming on television, and you had Monday Night Football with Gifford and Dandy Don and Howard Cosell, and you had Dick Enberg, who's one of the great play-by-play voices. That man could call anything. And Billy Packer and Al McGuire. See, that's where you're Monday Night Football and you're ESPN. What are you going to do to reclaim the magic? You know, Peyton's doing the ESPN Plus, and it's great work. He has to be one of the guys. But I think if you're with Booger McFarlane and Witten, and they tried it, and they were going to do Joe Tessitore, is just He's not that top shelf, sit on top of your TV, mega play-by-play guy. He's good doing, you know, a Pac-12 game on a Saturday night. I'm not going to discount his ability. But, man, they need something big. And I don't know who that – I think they're going to have to hire – now, if they would have Tirico and Peyton Manning, you know, but Tirico now is with the NBC family, that could have been big. But you need Peyton Manning with someone to play off and two players. That's where you could one-up any other combo in the NFL. And I don't know who that play-by-play guy is. And I don't know who the third voice would be and face with Peyton Manning. Has to be somebody big to balance with Peyton. Huge question that we'll finish out here. Do you think Romo's worth the $17 million? And how can Monday Night Football be saved with what broadcast team? That's a realistic possibility. You can answer those questions now at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Huge is America's voice on sports. This is the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Graceffo and Horowitz producing for the next 35 minutes here on the only show based on huge opinions, yours and mine. McCann will have an update here in about 5 minutes. I threw out this hour's question. Is Romo worth the $17 million per year reportedly with CBS television? And then in the business today, NFL, NBA, NHL, NCAA men's basketball, PGA slash champions, LPGA tour golf, and NCAA football. Who are the best color commentators? Is Romo at the top of your list, along with the other sports? You can join in at 1-855-212-4CBS. Out to the audience we go. Dan in Sacramento, California. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Good evening. How's it going?
It's going good, Danny. What's on your mind?
Hey, yeah, Romo's worth it. I mean, if CBS didn't have the money and, like you said, the four-letter ESPN, you know, wanted, you know, was playing, was desperate. And desperate people will do anything. And it's not like Disney doesn't have, like, sacks of money available. So, yeah, they're, you know, Romo got what the market was paying for it. But the what you're looking for, the best color commentator, I believe, is 85-year-old Hubie Brown. I mean, you get almost a PhD-level breakdown of basketball every game he does. And he loves the game of basketball. You can hear it, and it's still in his voice, the passion. The only thing that, you know, he can even tell a good story, which – a lot of, you know, maybe I was spoiled. I'm 54. I got to listen to John Madden's whole career. I mean, John Madden could tell a story like nobody. I mean, he could make a boring game sound interesting. You know, we were spoiled. My generation was spoiled by John Madden. There will never be another John Madden. But, you know, I think, you know, it's, you know, I'm just looking for somebody that, you know, loves the game, that can't wait for the game to start, and, you know, could tell a great story, have just a little bit of humor, and, you know, add something that's not, that we don't see that's on the couch. I mean, you know what's going to happen. That's Troy Aikman's problem. Troy Aikman is Admiral Obvious. He doesn't do any of the things I just said. He has zero sense of humor, no passion for football, and he's just there collecting a check. I mean, really, that's what it's become now. You know, at least Tony Romo enjoys the game. Chris Collinsworth he loves the game of football. He has a sense of humor. He gets a little weird sometimes. And I thank God for Al Michaels. But yes, that's, you know, when you ask for that, that's what I got for you.
Dan, well said. Thanks for listening out in Sacramento, California. Let's travel to Dallas and Todd listening on 105.3 FM. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
And it's a huge show, and you guys should be on earlier. I'll just say that. But quickly, just to run back to the other caller's story of being like a fly on the wall. 5 minutes in radio, you guys do a great job. But one day I was out at Chavez Ravine and sitting there with Vin Scully and Harry Callis. And, oh, my God, I couldn't even eat. But, yeah, those guys are amazing. And, yeah, it'll never be like that. But, yeah, quickly to Romo, you know, I liked how he took us through every game the first year, and then he kind of stepped back on that, and I like that he's kind of progressed. But, yeah, Buck and Aikman, it's usually mute for me on that. I'll drive best to, like, just local on that. And then as far as quickly with the other commentators, yeah, I agree. Hockey, Eddie O, LA King, got to go there. But I do think some of the sports, baseball, basketball, regional is pretty cool as well. If you can catch the regional guys, that adds a flair to it. And then if you're lucky enough to listen on radio, it's amazing. But you guys are amazing tonight. I appreciate you, the topic, and awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Todd. Appreciate the kind words on 105.3 FM in the Metroplex. Yeah, I forgot Major League Baseball, John Smoltz. Man, is he good. He is fantastic. Horowitz, you guys in Graceffo are baseball guys. Who's your favorite baseball color commentator?
Oh, probably John Smoltz, or A-Rod's up there now. Bill, I mean, A-Rod's the man when it comes to all things baseball broadcasting.
James is being facetious. A-Rod is excellent in the booth. Excellent.
Better than Smoltz?
It's close. I got to be honest. A-Rod brings an insight to the game. Now, again, I'm also biased towards A-Rod, but I think that his insight, his passion, Smoltz sometimes can be a little dry for me.
Yeah, and ever since A-Rod started dating J-Lo, why not just bring your A-game to the broadcast booth? Yeah, I like Smoltz. A-Rod is good. I don't know if he'd be in the great category. I'm still caught on this commentator thing on how ABC, ESPN, Disney, that they're going to resurrect Monday Night Football. With no Romo now, Romo sticking with CBS. Horowitz, what do you think is the home run hires across the board? Play-by-play, color commentator, if not adding a third voice in that booth.
Well, Peyton's the easy move. I think Peyton would be great in the booth. And honestly, if you want to have some fun, and again, call me a homer, you put Eli in the booth with him, because if you ever see him and Peyton together joking around, it's tremendous.
I thought about that. When we were discussing this at the top of the hour about ESPN, I thought about the Manning brothers when I saw them on the Pebble Beach Pro-Am.
And oh my God, you saw that interview with the two of them?
It was great, wasn't it?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, and Eli has a dry sense of humor. Peyton will dominate the conversation. But then who's the play-by-play guy that gives the big feel to Monday Night Football?
What they really should do is see if they could pry Tirico back away from NBC.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, Tirico, they backed the money truck up for Tirico and the poor guy because Al Michaels refuses to step aside, is calling random NHL games, is previewing, you know, fencing at the Olympics, essentially. Like, what do they have him doing?
Well, and I think he's set up to be the sports voice and face of NBC when Al's done the Costas or Bob Costas sliding out, right? That Tirico is there. But, you know, with his roots with ESPN and Disney and their pocketbooks, and who knows how they could work it in terms of the play by play, you get Tirico and Eli and Peyton Manning. You have a home run team on Monday nights.
Must see TV.
Or if you got Harlan with the Manning brothers, if you could take him away, but he does so much with CBS basketball. But at the end of the day, you know, money will talk. It will.
It will, but I mean, I think Harlan's best suited football-wise for radio. I mean, what he does for Westwood.
Amazing with Westwood, with James Lofton, that the caller from San Francisco mentioned. Yeah, I don't. What's really crazy is the quality play-by-play guys big enough to take the primetime stage, and how there is the doubt we have that you had Joe Tessitore, you know, you had the Witten trial till he went back. You had Booger, who just, again, belongs on a set, a halftime set, breaking down the game, not doing any. He has insight, but it needs to be on a set, pre-halftime, post-game. You know, I don't know, and I'm even looking at the NFL Network. I'm trying to think of, if they can't get Tirico, who is, would they move Fowler over from, primetime football?
No. Fowler's synonymous with college
football. I think Russefo mentioned Fowler would be a good hire for Monday Night Football.
Yeah, I don't know if I like it. I'll give you.
I don't like Fowler. He's, again, College Game Day. Give me Fowler. Nothing against Reese Davis. He does a good job too, but Fowler's a set guy. He's not a play-by. He does good in tennis. I will say that. You can tell he loves the sport.
Here's one dark horse who's a young up-and-comer who's kind of risen like meteor, you know, like a meteor. Kevin Burkhardt from Fox, I think, is tremendous.
Good voice.
Great voice. And he's their number two guy right now at Fox. Essentially, he's waiting for Joe Buck to say enough's enough.
Or when you talk about Fox, you go get Peyton Manning with Charles Davis with Burkhardt.
That would be awesome.
Now we're doing it. We're doing this live, and I hope they're giving us a consulting fee. And Graceffo fell asleep during the conversation because we're 5 minutes late for the update. So he's probably Andrew Dice Clay-ing it off mic right now. We have one final segment together. Now, you want to join us live. Is Romo worth the $17 million per year? You tell me. And who's the best any sport across the board? You've heard us talk. The best color commentator today, working today, not all time. You can join us live at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Bill Huge Simonson.
Final segment together with Graceffo and Horowitz, the 18-pack at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. You can join us live, 1-855-212-4CBS, that's 1-855-212-4227, at Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Rudy in Pittsburgh. Thanks for the wait. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, Bill. How are you tonight, buddy?
Doing good, Rudy. How's life in Pittsburgh, PA?
Pretty fair. Hey, I'm really enjoying your dialogue here with the sportscasters, and I think you're spot on with Nance and Faldo as far as golf commentating is concerned. I sort of enjoyed Johnny Miller before he hit the road, but those two guys are good, and I think the key to a good color guy is knowing when to shut up. We got a guy here that is the color guy for the Steelers, and holy moly, he chimes in with something after every play, and it really gets bad. But to your question about Romo being worth the $17 million, that draws me back to a press conference, I guess you'd call it, when Pete Rose went from the Reds to the Phillies. And somebody asked him if he was worth the $900K, I think, that was his salary. And he said, well, if a guy hitting 40 points less than me and stealing 15 bases less than me and getting 40 or less hits than me is worth $750, you're doggone right I'm worth $900K. So I guess it's all a matter of proportions.
But, boy, talking about resurrecting Monday Night Football, when you mentioned it there about 15 minutes ago, when you had Gifford and Dandy Dawn and Howard, that was a trio that was just fantastic.
It was entertainment. It was football knowledge. And thanks for the call, Rudy, from Pittsburgh, PA. It was so big. You know, it was, like I said, with Dick Enberg and Al McGuire and Billy Packer, it wasn't old school. I'm not the, you know, get off my lawn guy. It was just really big. It was Hollywood-esque. It was, and this is long before all the technology. It was just pure, pure play-by-play, pure color commentary. And then you mix in when you had the Harry Carey's and the Steve Stones, and you had these wonderful duos crisscross in so many sports. And then what happened, it became cookie cutter. And then everybody went cheap, except they pay big money for guys like a Romo now. But I think CBS, and I'm not saying it because I'm on CBS Sports Radio, I really think that, you know, what they do and the properties they have, from the NFL to the March Madness to the PGA Tour, they put top shelf people. You know, Ian Eagle is another guy who's big, who's good. I like him. He would work on Monday night. I don't know if he had the personality though, but his sound is just, it's at top shelf. Some of the comments coming in on our topics tonight, at Saturday Huge, Woody Stewart in Alexandria, Virginia says, I've always felt bad for Tessitore. He has never had a good guy opposite him. Another guy that could call anything, though, was Bob Costas. It didn't matter what it was. He could get you engrossed in anything, in my opinion. Thanks for your great show, as always. Thank you, Woody. Chuck Meadows in White House, Tennessee, tweets at Saturday Huge. CBS still has SEC football through the 2023 season. As for best analyst in different sports, NFL, it's Romo. NHL, it's Brian Boucher. College football, it's Danielson. Yeah, I know they, through the 2023, at some point, I think, don't they lose it? Because ESPN has the SEC network. Larry Seidman in Colorado Springs, Colorado, tweets at Saturday Huge. Favorite color announcers, Joel Klatt. Yeah, he does a good job. I like Joel, and he did a good job on U.S. Open, anchoring some of the interviews post-round. And I like Joel. He's honest. Tried to sell me a little bit too much on the XFL, but his work on college football and golf, strong. Bill Rafferty, which is a little old school. And Rafferty is still calling college basketball. Thank you, Larry Seidman in Colorado Springs. Aaron Carson is in South Florida. He tweets at Saturday Huge. Lead play-by-play is Kevin Harlan doing NFL, NBA. And Doris Burke, who is outstanding, doing NBA games. I do agree. Doris Burke is a solid broadcaster. Willie Netzakanian tweets at Saturday Huge, and Willie is listening in Silver Springs, Maryland. Bill, in the day, give me Bud Wilkinson and Chris Schenkel on ABC. College football game of the week, when only one game was on at 3:30 p.m. on ABC. Kyle Warren drops a tweet at Saturday Huge. Best broadcast team in sports is Breen, Van Gundy, and Jackson. Yeah, that's solid. That's big. Brian Alvain drops a comment out of Miami. Best in the NBA is Hubie Brown. Yeah, his name has been brought up multiple times. Kim tweets at Saturday Huge, if the coronavirus hits Miami hard, make sure I keep tweeting, okay? Concern for other medically vulnerable people, too. God bless, stay safe. We spoke on air tonight. That must have been Kim from Miami. Paul Kellner tweets at Saturday Huge, in regards to our conversation about sports, the Olympics, the coronavirus, Paul tweets, we still don't know the general mortality data about the virus, let alone specifics for different population groups. If it was one of his friends or family members presumed healthy, yet did not recover, he would no doubt feel differently. In terms of talking about sports, mass gatherings, cancellations, which are happening worldwide, nothing has happened yet here in America. So thank you. Wonderful comments. You can tweet me 24/7 at Saturday Huge on Twitter. So in the final analysis, I think Tony Romo, a guy who was hated by everybody outside of Dallas, and maybe some people hated him because he didn't win enough big games as the Cowboys quarterback, that he has become bigger as a broadcaster than he was as a QB. And through my Twitter feed at Saturday Huge and on air, and even from Graceffo and Horowitz, who are well known to give their opinions, it seems universal on Romo. Nobody's questioning, except some NFL players like Michael Thomas and Odell Beckham Jr., who has had a hand in blowing up locker rooms with the Giants and Browns. The fans have spoken, at least on this show and on my Twitter feed and Facebook social networks, that Tony Romo is worth the $17 million. That he is at the top of the game in the conversation for best color commentator in the NFL, and I think it's really down to Romo and Chris Collinsworth. And think about what people used to say about Romo when he was playing. Now he's at the top, making $17 million a year. I do want to thank Graceffo and Horowitz. They're the best producers in the business, and also Mike McCann. Remember, 24/7, drop your huge opinions at Saturday Huge on Twitter.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.